streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is hour number 2 live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. We're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. J-Mac, Jason McIntyre, sliding into the chair all week. And so last night, Seattle, not good at quarterback. Geno Smith, not great. Jacob Eason. Drew Lock out for the COVID. He'll be back. They look like, along with Atlanta, especially Seattle, does look like their strategy is an NBA strategy, which is we're going to take our lumps. Remember that Russell Wilson trade. Next year they have 2 firsts and 2 seconds, and they'll be a bad team. So they'll have like the top of every round plus an additional first and additional second. So if you have the top pick or the top 2 pick, in the fourth round or the fifth round, that fourth round pick feels like a late third. So Seattle's got like 5 premium picks next year.
Yeah.
5 to 6 premium picks. So do you give some up to get Garoppolo? Well, no. A, probably don't want to do that. B, with Noah Fant, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Kenneth Walker, the left tackle they drafted, I think is going to be really good. This team with Garoppolo is going to win 6, 7, 8 games. I think they're sub 500, but they'd be competitive. So you've given up draft capital. Garoppolo's not your future, and now you're drafting 11th. Well, now you got to give up more draft capital. Mm-hmm. So you gave up a pick. Let's say, that's the problem with Garoppolo. So you'd have to give up probably a pretty good pick to get him from the Niners, a second round pick. Then because you won in next year's draft, you're drafting 11th, you want to get to 5, then you have to give up a first and probably another second. So that's the downside to Garoppolo. Like, you're going to have to give up a draft pick, a good one to get him, and you probably then have to give up at least one other great draft pick to move up next year to get a quarterback. What you don't want to do, Seattle's thing is, will be terrible, but the new quarterback, the next 4 picks, we're taking a center, a receiver, yeah. So I get Seattle saying, we'd win more games. We're not going to give up four picks over 2 years for Garoppolo. One now and two or three to move up next year. So I get their strategy.
They've probably got the 14th best roster in the NFC, right? Falcons are definitely dead last, and there's probably someone else. But like the Detroit Lions right now, arrows pointing up. Seattle, arrow pointing down for sure.
I thought about this. I think Steve Young does a great job as a broadcaster, but he was critical of the Baltimore Ravens, which for most of us in the last 20 years, when you say Ravens, I don't know, I think well-owned, well-run, well-coached, well-quarterbacked, pretty good operation, in my opinion. But he was criticizing them for how they're stunting the growth of Lamar Jackson.
My position is they will never get to championship football without a sophisticated passing game. That's not anything to do with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a complete player that is being not trained in being a sophisticated passer. They double down again back to all the great things that Lamar does. Great. But until he gets the chance to show that he is a sophisticated passer of the football in a sophisticated passing game that is properly, you know, invested in, which they never have done, to Robert's point just a minute ago. They don't invest in it. They don't teach it. And now you ask them, why isn't he getting paid to be Patrick Mahomes? Because they haven't given him a chance to be Patrick Mahomes.
No, he's not Patrick Mahomes because he's not Patrick Mahomes. I'm gonna go the other way. Yeah, he's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Or maybe even a Joe Burrow. But let's be careful here. The argument that they're not supporting him. Go look at the draft picks. It's pretty remarkable what Baltimore has done since Lamar Jackson entered the league. Okay, the year they brought him in, their next picks were two tight ends and then a tackle. That tight end, Mark Andrews, one of the best in the league. The next year, 2019, first and third round picks, receivers. The next year, very good picks. J.K. Dobbins, a receiver and a guard. This year, a center, a receiver, and a guard, first three rounds. That is 12 picks since the draft he was drafted. 12 of their first, second, or third picks to support Lamar Jackson. The other thing is, it's a theoretical argument. If you have really talented people, I don't think you try to alter what they are. I think you try to refine and support what they are. Lamar runs a 4.3. He's arguably the fastest player in the history of the league at quarterback. Lean into it. They went and got Greg Roman. Lean into what he is. Don't try to make him what he's not. I don't know the level of sophistication of the offense, but they have. There's an argument. No team in the league has drafted more players to help a player than the Ravens have drafted to help Lamar. And I think, by the way, this idea that he wasn't improving. So Patrick Mahomes, year one as a starter, had 50 touchdown passes. He's never duplicated that. Is he not growing? Dan Marino, Super Bowl, year two, never got back. Did he not grow? I think before he got hurt last year, Lamar Jackson was becoming a better thrower. The passing game was better, was more sophisticated. This idea that he hasn't gotten better. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten more accurate. But I think they've done a great job. Look at that draft board. The same year Lamar came in, they have gotten him centers, guards, tackles, receivers, tight ends, and running backs. That is how you do it. And I would push back entirely that he wasn't improving. I mean, Patrick Mahomes never had 50 touchdowns since the first year starting. Is he no good? The truth of the matter is that Kansas City doesn't want Patrick Mahomes throwing 48 times a game and more chances to get hit. So I think I keep saying this. The Lamar Jackson offense is working. His first year he gets in, he goes 6-1. Next year MVP. Next year wins a division, wins a playoff game. And then last year was a number one or two seed in the AFC when he got hurt. It's working. Why are we nitpicking it? It's working. It's working very, very efficiently. Well, he's not winning multiple playoff games. It's hard. How many Big Ben win in his last 8 years? It's hard to win playoff games. It's hard to win games in that division now. Since he's real, Pittsburgh's loaded. Cleveland's got players. Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports, 10 years in the NFL, is joining us. Okay, so I'll ask you as a defensive guy. I just asked Jeff Schwartz as a guard. So, I mean, the league has made a pivot. It's more of an offensive league. We're seeing that right now. Every team that made the playoffs in the NFC last year had an offensive coach. We can all see what's happening to the league. The rules have changed. Every receiver now will go over the middle of the field. They would not 15 years ago in this league, 10 years ago. The Patriots are going the other way. We're going to have defensive coaches coach the O-line, call the plays. And you're a defensive guy, and I think I've always felt that offense has a certain feel. And defense, blow stuff up, has a certain feel. And I don't think offensive coaches get defense. And I don't think defensive guys quite understand the sensibility of offense. That's my take. What do you make of what the Patriots are doing with that offensive coaching staff?
Well, I have to agree with you, Colin, because the fundamentally defensive-minded coaches and players were about force and violence and moving forward, and it's black and white for us, right? You make the tackle, you don't make the tackle. You get off the block, you don't get off the block. And then you do it as violently as possible. And all your fundamentals are taught that way from our coaches. So when the defensive coaches now roll over to the offensive side, yes, you know the technical stance where a wide receiver should be, etc., but it's hard to articulate the nuance that you need because there's a lot of gray for the offense, particularly for wide receivers, savvy wide receivers. You always hear us talk about, oh, this wide receiver is a savvy route runner. That basically means there's no black and white for him. There's gray, and he has to get to a spot. He reads a defense, and he finds that way to get to the spot, right? And it doesn't have to be as physical and as violent as he can possibly do it, right? There's some receivers, they literally jog off the line. They wait, the really good ones, and then they get open. So it's hard to articulate that when your mindset has always been from the black and white fundamental, boom, boom, full steam ahead, black and white, get off the block, etc. What I do like, though, is that the defensive coaches will instill the culture of finishing plays, effort, and a sense of toughness that you need if you don't have a star wide receiver or a star tight end.
So we were, you know, Brady's got good timing. He, in most of his career in New England, the entire division besides New England was dysfunctional or rebuilding constantly. Then he goes down to the NFC South, and within a year, everybody's rebuilding. It's kind of a mess. Breeze retired, Sean Payton gone. I mean, say this for Brady. He's got great timing. He's had some breaks on that. So the Saints are an interesting team. You have great history with the Saints. You played over half a decade with New Orleans. What are they going to do? Is Jameis Winston the guy? What do you make of their offense now?
You know, with the offense, and I'll push back a little bit on rebuilding. You know, when you look at the defense, it's been a top-tier defense for the past 5 years, ever since Dennis Allen got there. Not much turnover on that side except the safety position where they reloaded. Then you look at the offensive side and you say they reloaded because you get Mike Thomas back. Chris Olave will be an awesome first-round pick for them. And then you have Jarvis Landry who stepped in. So I don't know if they're necessarily rebuilding because Jameis Winston has been there for 3 years. It's just that he's finally got his time to shine. He gets hurt last year and now has to come back. So I would say that this team is reloading more than rebuilding. Now, that being said, Jameis Winston is going to be the make or break of the New Orleans Saints, right? He threw for over 5,000 yards for Tampa Bay Bucs, but you didn't know who he was going to throw to. Like 2,000 of those yards went to the other team, right? So now you're saying, okay, does he not turn the ball over? Can we win and still get 3,000 yards, 4,000 yards passing from him? I think you can. The problem is that you don't know because he's been injured the past couple times. And so everyone looks and says, well, I don't know if he's the guy. He is a first-round pick that, again, threw for over 5,000 yards. And if Pete Carmichael, the offensive coordinator for the Saints, can clean up the interceptions and say, look, this is your third year in. You have more command, more knowledge of this offense. It's not new to you. And we upgraded the receiver position. Literally every position at the wide receiver position has been upgraded, and you get Mike Thomas back. I mean, this is the show is yours. We're giving you every tool and every opportunity. Let's see if you can get it done. I think he can.
So I asked a previous guest today, if you're a player, you're Jonathan, you're a linebacker, you're a Steeler, you're at practice every day. Trubisky may be better this morning, but Pickett looks like he's got more ceiling. He's got more ability. I mean, he started 4 years in college. He won the ACC, so like he can play. It's just a matter of I think everybody in the world knows Mason Rudolph and Trubisky. We know what they are. Kenny, you don't. But if you were a player in practice, privately, would you want to go with a kid who's a little more raw and not quite ready? Or do you just say, hey, I want to win games. Trubisky wins us more now. How do you think players are interpreting this? They're not going to say stuff publicly. How are they interpreting this quarterback battle?
It's definitely the latter, Colin. You want to win now because, okay, he may have more upside and all that, but I don't want to go through those growing pains. And when you look at some of the really good quarterbacks, they sat. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years, and I get it. He was behind Hall of Famer Brett Favre. It's different. But what I do know is if you can win games, you can build confidence. Once you have that confidence, then you have the culture and you have that camaraderie and you can figure out how to win some games. When I was with the Jets, we didn't have this explosive offense. We still went 10-6 and we went to the playoffs. We figured out, okay, guys, look, we're not going to get 40 points a game from our offense. So let's play good defense. Let's figure out how to be complementary to each other as opposed to the blame game, right? Because you don't want to be in a scenario where you lose a game, the Steelers lose, and defense says, well, I did my job. You know, it's our new quarterback that has tremendous upside, but he still stinks. So we can't win any games. You don't want that type of culture growing, it permeating, growing in your locker room. So you go with the guy that you can win games with until, frankly, you can't win games with him anymore.
Yeah.
And when you can't, bring in the young guy and then let him now go through his growing pains and go from there. But you got to win, man. That's what's so important about NFL and the beauty of it. It is the business of winning. So you don't go with upside. Go with winning.
First year, Baker Mayfield. It looks like he's got the starting job. He's going to get the snaps. Are you surprised he took over the job? And what are your expectations year one for Baker in Carolina?
You know, I'm not surprised he got the starting job. I like that they forced the competition. Sam Darnold, there's no knock on him. I take it back to Baker Mayfield's Oklahoma days, which made him the number one pick. First and foremost, he was healthy. He didn't have a shoulder injury, and he went out there, and it was loose. And I feel like he's back to that type of mentality where the pressure is off of him, so to speak, right? He's loose again, fresh start, he's healthy. And what made him the number one pick at that time was his accuracy. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, what are you talking about? He wasn't that accurate. You go back to Oklahoma Sooner days, he was a very accurate quarterback, and that's what put him over the top of a lot of the other quarterbacks. So when you looking now, fast forward, you have a healthy guy. He's now in a system where he can kind of breathe. You know, the pressure's not on him like it was Cleveland. In Cleveland, it was like, oh, we built all the talent around you. We got one of the best running games, one of the best O-lines, really good defense. It's on you, Baker. You got to get it done. It's not that scenario here, right? We understand the Panthers are rebuilding. They have some good wide receivers. They're getting strong. Their defense is still good, but you can let this guy be him. And I think that the accuracy is going to come back now that he's healthy. He doesn't have a bum shoulder. That's what put him over the top with Sam Darnold, because the turnovers is what killed Sam Darnold. Baker Mayfield won't do that with a healthy arm.
Good stuff. Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports NFL analyst, a decade in this league. And a national champ at Miami. They got their new coach, Mario Cristobal. All good stuff. Jonathan, good seeing you again.
Thanks, Tyler.
There you go. Look at there, the U. I got a Texas Longhorn story around the corner. This year is going to be different. Longhorns, Trojans, Canes, glamour programs. We are altering our segments this year. A little more college football love.
Love it.
Very.
Did you
know where Jonathan Vilma played before
he played for the Saints?
Take a guess, Colin.
Jets.
Yeah, there you go. There's our Jets mention for Friday. We got five in this week, and a lot of people on social media are hitting me up. They love the Jets mentions.
Oh, really?
They do, yeah.
Love everybody's.
Dozens of fans. Thrilled.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The number one most watched window in all of college football is Big Noon Saturday. Doesn't get any bigger than number one Alabama versus Texas. To kick it off, start every Saturday with Big Noon Kickoff, then the day's best matchup all season long, only on Fox.
For the record, this came down moments ago. So there was a big quarterback battle at Texas. It was the kind of quarterback battle in college, 4- and 5-star talent. It's just been announced Quinn Ewers has beat out Hudson Card. Now, at practice, many people thought Hudson Card was better. He played last year some, had a really bad start. They benched him. So Quinn Ewers just named the starter. How it came down was weird. According to Brian Davis, said Texas brought three players to interviews. Then just out of the blue, the SID said he had a message from Sark. Quinn Ewers is the starter. You could hear a pin drop. Wow. I am rooting for Sark. So most of the really big brands in all of sports are winning. I mean, the Steelers, the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Niners all made the playoffs last year. The Celtics and the Warriors are great. And the Lakers did win. They're relevant. And they won in the bubble 3 years ago, right? 3 or 4 years ago. In baseball, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Braves, you know, all really good. In college basketball, Kansas just won. Carolina, Duke, UCLA. Even in college football, the big brands are doing well. Notre Dame's now as good as they've been in 20 years. Bama's good. Ohio State's great. Michigan's good. Oklahoma's still good. But Texas is a huge brand. The last time college football got a huge ranking, like a 2021, when Texas played USC. Texas is a huge football brand. They have been a mess for 12 years. I mean, they've won double digits once in 12 years. This is their, in 12 years, 12 straight years, they haven't won the Big 12. 12 years, they've had 5 losing seasons. So Sark is their fourth coach in a decade. They got to get it right. Since they created the college football playoff, they have not been in the top 10 since its inception. So, in fact, I was digging even deeper on Texas. I went and looked at their bowls they've been in recent years. In the last...
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours.
So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Decade, they've been in 4 Alamo Bowls and 2 Texas Bowls. So 6 of their last 7 bowls, they literally could ride a bus to the bowl. So the goal for Texas should be, let's qualify for a bowl that we have to fly to it. Because right now, they're the bus program. They can ride a bus to their bowl games. So we are rooting for Texas to get off the bus and to get on a plane for their bowl games. Quinn Ewers is the starter. Joel Klatt recently this week talked about the direction and Sark in this season.
If I were doing a full top 25, they would be somewhere in that 15 to 18 range. That's where I think that they would probably sit for me to begin the year. I think that they've got a really good team. They've got what I think is the best running back in college football in Bijan Robinson. Their quarterback position should be improved. Their offensive line should be improved. So they've been dealing with some injuries. They've already had a suspension. So their camp is not going well. When you look at that date in particular, the second week of the season against Alabama, Sark has to perform this year. I think that they underperformed last year. They lost some close games that they shouldn't, and they should be a team that wins 8 or 9 games, maybe gets to that 10-win plateau this season.
And I don't think that's unrealistic. Second year for Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. They were great. Second year, Pete Carroll was 6-6 first year at SC. Second year, they popped. First year, Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe at Bama. Second year, they were good. They weren't great. They were great the third year. But at a big brand program, Alabama, Ohio State, the USC's, you gotta pop at least in the second half of your second year. This is not pro football where, you know, if you just don't have a quarterback, you can't win. Texas, USC, I mean, USC, Lincoln Riley, I read a number the other day. It's like they got rid of 54 players. I mean, they literally changed the whole, you know, 65% of the roster. So you got to win this year. So Quinn Ewers is the quarterback, like a 5-star quarterback. I've seen just YouTube video of him. He's got a huge arm. Who knows? But it was announced. You could hear a pin drop. It was announced oddly today. So hook 'em horns. I'm rooting for him. They're good for the sport. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline
right, Colin,
News.
Let's fulfill your Seattle bias and go to the Seahawks again. Yeah. They start the season with a matchup against Denver. We've talked about the point spread.
Crazy.
Obviously, Russell Wilson is the big story there. Pete Carroll says, nah, no extra emphasis on the Russell Wilson homecoming. Here's what the head coach said.
It's ball game. It's championship ball game time. That's all. I ain't no different than that. I won't make it one bit different. I won't talk one bit different. It's no different than any other game we play. It's the biggest game in the world, and we're going to do everything we can to win it, and that's how we do.
So the line is shocking.
4.5.
So that makes me feel like, because remember, in the NFL, bad teams don't know they're bad until October. So you get, in this first couple, 3 weeks, you get teams playing optimistically. You get confidence till you get beaten down for the first 4 or 5 weeks. Then you know if you're 1-3, 1-4, you're an average team. But remember, early in the season, bad teams often cover because they don't know they're bad yet. Right. I mean, Pete Carroll can sell. I mean, you're going against yourself. You're in scrimmages. I mean, I mean, Geno Smith isn't lighting the world up, but I watched him and Drew Locke a week ago, and you're like, it's something. So
I'm curious, where are you? I know this is tough to assess, but like the extra motivation, who's more into this game, Russell Wilson
Russell
or Pete
Wilson.
Carroll? Exactly. And that's why I'm back in Denver for sure.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson wants to beat them badly.
Yes.
I mean, he spent 10 years there, 2 Super Bowl trips, I think 8 playoff trips in 10 years.
And they moved him. So, I mean, Pete, Pete wants to find his next quarterback, but Russell wants to make it hurt for Seattle.
Yeah. Make it hurt 33-14. All right, next story, Colin. Minnesota Vikings, your team of destiny this year. They're excited about Kevin O'Connell as their new head coach. He spent time as a player with Belichick, if you remember that, in New England, and with Sean McVay of the Rams. He's not focused on copying any of their techniques, saying, the number one thing is to be an authentic person, because I think players can see if you're not. There will be times when you've got to coach these guys hard. Everybody is not always smiling. Everybody is not always having a blast. It's a professional work environment where ultimately I think being myself fits with that, because I have that kind of personality where I want to treat everybody with respect. I want everybody to know I always care about them. Oof. That's a good sounding coach right there.
Well, you know the over-under on this team's only 9.5.
When I go to Vegas, how much money do you want me to put on the Vikings for you?
Well, let's not talk about that on the air.
Okay, fair enough. We'll do that.
That's
off
a private conversation.
I mean, you love this team, and O'Connell's saying all the right things, Colin. He's got great weapons.
Well, if you look around the league at teams that we think have offensively good weapons, so Dalvin Cook's a top 5 running back. Jefferson's a top 10 receiver. Thielen's a good receiver. Irv Smith's a fine tight end. O-line is absolutely middle of the pack. It's fine. Kirk Cousins is top 5 accurate quarterback. May not have a big arm. So you start looking at the teams in the NFL that have really nice offensive pieces. Find me one that you think is going to be a bad football team. When you put in this league right now, the teams we have questions about, Chicago's offensive pieces, the Jets' offense, the health of their quarterback and their pieces, Houston's offensive pieces. In 2022, the teams that we just don't know, that we don't buy, they lack firepower. This team has a lot of firepower. And if they can just get a coach that can get along and slightly elevate Kirk Cousins, go look at Minnesota's schedule. All the go-either-way games, except Buffalo, at home. I think they play Arizona. All the go-either-way games feel like they're ending up at home. And they lost the most closed games in the year in the league last year. Generally, the way it plays out is those even out. You don't keep losing all the close games.
They had 14 one-score games last year, most in the NFL.
And lost the most.
I will add something. Warren Sharp, I think he's been on this show before, right?
Yeah.
He had a great nugget that the Vikings last year did a lot of 2 wide receiver sets, right?
Yeah.
You know, you 2 wide receivers, the running back, the tight end. What does McVay do? 3 receiver sets. O'Connell's going to come out in a, they're going to look differently, the Vikings. They're going to have this kid Osborne, who is a sleeper fantasy guy, with Thielen, Jefferson, Cook. They're going to be faster, throwing more. I think you're spot on with your Minnesota Vikings analysis. They're going to be a good team, man.
The other team everybody likes, and you're one of them in terms of improving, are the Jags. And again, like Minnesota, a little bit of a wonky division. You can get a lot of wins in the division.
And what do they have in common? Offensive coaches were hired.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to the third story here, Colin. Over to the NBA, rumors about Nets trades have been swirling all summer. Kevin Durant, Kyrie still currently on the team. But Brooklyn is reportedly content with keeping both players going forward. According to Brian Windhorst, the Nets want to run it back with this team, and they're hoping they can convince Kevin Durant to agree to it.
What if Brooklyn just said, we're not trading you guys? Is Kevin Durant going to retire?
No.
I mean, so it's not good for your brand if you're sitting out. NBA guys, like, that's not that you don't want to do that as a superstar. Your shoe company doesn't like it. Your agent doesn't like it. It's bad for your brand. Adam Silver doesn't like it. The Nets could just say, we're not giving up Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving because we don't know if Ben Simmons will ever recover. We're just not doing it. Well, what's Kevin going to do? I mean, you can leak stuff, but he said the other day on social, did he not say, I'm not retiring? So now he can't retire. So that's off because he said, you guys are crazy. So, I mean, what's his leverage? I don't have any.
He has none.
He's got 4 years left.
And think about it. If Ben Simmons is healthy, big if, obviously, they got Joe Harris, I believe, coming back, Seth Curry, a couple other young guys.
Royce O'Neal, didn't they get
Royce
him from
O'Neal,
Utah?
Royce O'Neal, good wing defender. Like, you can look at the East, Colin. This is like a top 5 roster in the East after, like, the Sixers and the Bucks and the Celtics, maybe the Heat. I think they're going to be kind of good next year if Durant will just say, I'll stick around.
Simmons, Ben Simmons can distribute and defend. You don't need his points. If you look at this offense, you don't need Ben's points.
Yeah.
What you need is his length and his distribution
and
to get it to the shooters.
And you need his head of the game just a little bit. Yeah.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss your chance to win $10,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money on the Fox Bet Super 6 app, where 80,000 winners have won over $6.5 million. Scan the QR code, download the app, and enter your six picks into the Ravens-Cardinals preseason contest for a free chance at the jackpot.
So this kind of cracks me up. I don't think Carson Wentz is a bad guy at all. I think he's talented. But the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, crushed him after the season. Put all the blame on Carson Wentz. And he was talking, I mean, Carson Wentz had 27 TDs and 7 picks. he was the league's ninth highest quarterback rating. But Jim Irsay said, once again yesterday, was very critical of Carson Wentz, who'd left town a long time ago.
When you look at what this team has and had before, even though we went through the season we went through with some inconsistency at quarterback, and that led to massive problems. But this team, when you look at the special teams, when you look at the turnovers that we created, when you look at Jonathan Taylor and you look at the offensive line, you know, there's a lot of special things there.
Okay, there are some special things there. But not at the special places. Their best player's a guard and a linebacker and a running back. I mean, it's nice to have good players there. You don't want them to be your best players. At left tackle, they're not special. They have one legit big-time receiver. I mean, how many do the Buccaneers have? How many Chiefs have? Bills, Rams, Chargers. The Rams and the Bills are like betting favorites, I believe, to win the Super Bowl. Notice where they're great. Quarterback, weapons, depth of weapons, edge rusher, or a great pass rusher, Von Miller added, Aaron Donald, and they have a great lockdown corner. Where are the Colts great? They're not great at left tackle. They're not wildly dynamic with Matt Ryan at quarterback. Michael Pittman's good. I think he's the best two in the league. Maybe he's a one. I would like to be good at running back, good at linebacker, and good at guard. But I wouldn't want them to be my best players. There's a belief.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours.
So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
In the league, you can't pay guards and you can't pay linebackers. And Darius Leonard is hurt a lot. So what you're going to Matt Ryan's going to find this out very quickly is that Carson Wentz, who is a very aggressive player, played recklessly. Well, a lot of times he was just trying to make a play that his wide receiver crew couldn't. He was trying to make plays because you got to have big plays to win. And outside of Pittman, they didn't have really anybody that could deliver down the field for them on the perimeter. So what you had is Carson Wentz, a bit of a playmaker. Now, Matt Ryan's not. So Matt Ryan is not going to make some of the mistakes Carson Wentz did, but he's also not going to escape a lot of the problems Carson Wentz did. So Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Colts, whoever it is going to be asked, Phillip Rivers, Wentz, Matt Ryan, asked to solve issues that are in personnel. I mean, Michael Pittman's really good, but what two, three, four, where are they at? So, I get people not loving all that Carson Wentz does. Matt Stafford led the NFL in interceptions. They won the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz was the ninth highest rated quarterback, QBR, 27 TDs, 7 picks. He was not terrible. I mean, look at his numbers. That's not terrible. His passing rating is 95. He melted down against Jacksonville. For whatever reason, through the years, I don't have it in front of me, but it feels like the Colts melt down in Jacksonville occasionally. Like two out of every 3 years, they melt down. So, I mean, you can keep, there are just, and again, I think the Colts are well run and well owned and well GM'd and well coached. But there are, this it's a weird thing in the NFL now. As the game has changed, it's like analytics in basketball. Baseball. There are certain things in baseball you got to pay big money for. There are certain things in basketball. Versatile wing defenders, especially if they can hit a three. Like Andrew Wiggins is suddenly so valuable. He can defend. He can hit a three. He can drive. Versatile wing defenders in the NFL. Jason Tatum, wildly valuable right now in the league. Not that he wasn't always good, but when I grew up with watching basketball, like most of you, it was centers. Everybody had to have a big. Like A back-to-the-basket big in the NBA is a liability. You want Giannis, you want Jokic, you want facing the basket, putting it on the floor, initiating offense. And so in the NFL, we just live in a time now because a rule change is you got to be good at quarterback, got to have an elite left tackle, you got to have multiple weapons. You also have to have a shutdown corner because all the good teams have multiple weapons, and you got to have an edge rusher, an elite pass rusher. And that's what the Bills have, and that's what the Rams have, and that now is what the Chargers have. Kansas City, Denver, by the way, that's what they think they have. So Cleveland, I mean, they're going to be a mess with Deshaun Watson, but they got Myles Garrett. You got Amari Cooper. You've got a great edge rusher. Denzel Ward's a great corner. There's certain things you have to be good at in the NFL right now. That maybe in the 70s, 80s, in the 70s and 80s, if, you know, your best player was a linebacker, that was good. I mean, right now, great example. Seattle's got some great players. Two of them are at safety. The Bears, for the last several years, have had really high-end players. They're all like linebackers. You know, it's like they don't have a second receiver. So and that said, I think the Colts probably figure out a way to win the division. Jacksonville's in a rebuild. Houston's in a rebuild. I don't think Tennessee will be a number one seed. They lost their best receiver. I don't feel like Tennessee will always be capable with Mike Vrabel, but I don't feel a lot of special. And I think the Colts have a chance to win the division. But it is really hard in this day and age. The best teams in this league have checked about six boxes, and running back, linebacker, and guard are nice positions. They're not crucial. I'm not even sure the Rams currently love. I mean, let's be honest. Running back for the Bills. Many people think it's, I don't think it's a weakness, but they don't love their running backs. They'd rather have Josh Allen run. Cam Akers for the Rams. They went and drafted another running back because he fumbles. So those are the linebacker for the Bengals and the Rams in the Super Bowl. Arguably their weakest units. Stay motivated, energized, get in shape, get M-Drive Boost and Burn, clinically tested ingredients to reduce weight. How do you get it? $5, free shipping. Go to trymdrive.com. It is a good time, though. All fired up for it. You know, we did talk about Deshaun Watson a lot yesterday. It broke like a minute before the show, so we're not going to spend a ton of time today. But I do think it's interesting that for years and years and years until recently, this is what I was told. Baseball really didn't manipulate their schedule. The baseball schedule was created. And I think you could look this up, J-Mac, by some guy on Cape Cod. And it was pencil to paper, and he did the schedule. And then as baseball ratings have gone down, networks like Fox have suggested, baseball networks, ESPN, Fox, why don't you do what the NFL does? Really create events, the home run derby, the game in Iowa, create events, an extra playoff team, a play, you know, and make the schedule. Red Sox, Yankees should not be playing Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They should, Cubs, Cardinals should always be Giants, Dodgers. Those should be weekend series. You don't play those games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so slowly, you know, baseball has listened to its broadcasting partners and been a little more calculated with their schedule. So the NFL, it's unbelievable. And there's certain things I can't say, but I've been told through the years by two companies, ESPN and Fox, when they work with a schedule, it's unbelievable. The NFL thinks about everything. They think about everything with their schedule. And what is interesting, CBS has the AFC rights. Deshaun Watson plays for Cleveland, AFC team. So the week he is allowed back, I do not believe Roger Goodell wants wide distribution of this game. I said yesterday, I do not believe Roger Goodell, or for that matter, my company, Fox, wanted Brady and Deshaun Watson to play. I don't think we wanted that game and that matchup, and I don't think the league wanted it. He's eligible the week after Brady, right? They don't want Brady and Deshaun. They don't want that thing getting a big number. So what's interesting is when you look at that week 13 schedule in the NFL, CBS has the AFC games. Think about this. It's ironic. They have the Raiders, Chargers. Great matchup. Two great quarterbacks. That will get distributed to all the West Coast. Then they have the Rocky Mountain, Denver plays Baltimore. So the Rocky Mountains will get the Broncos game with the Ravens, and the East Coast major cities will get the Ravens and Russell. Burrow plays Mahomes. Bengals play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. That will take care of your 15 Midwest states, or how many Midwest states you have. So the NFL, I think deep down, they're like, that week, distribution will be tiny. We have two star quarterbacks in the West, Rocky Mountains covered with a Broncos game. The East Coast population centers will get the Ravens and Russell. All the Midwest states will get Mahomes and Burrow. And the distribution for Deshaun Watson will be Houston and Cleveland. That'll be it. And now, I could just be making this up, but through the years, the NFL has been so shrewd and so thoughtful, and in terms of their schedule, they are constantly working the chess pieces. Is it just irony? That week, AFC, they can flood the market. Very little distribution on CBS. Just a thought. Hour three next.
It's like the World Cup. I think U.S.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.